We're so happy to be here. It's awesome.
Thank you.
This is one of the coolest girls in all of America. She plays the upright bass and sings songs. She's also wanted in Georgia. This is Miss Stephanie Dickinson Graham. Look at her go. Starts creeping up, you gotta let me know, because I got all this maternity wear and it's got weird elastic and I don't want y'all to see it. He made this tweet about tuners being on your guitar, and I'm all self-conscious.
The world's exact and linked, like stepping out of a gravitron, still moving.
Thank you.
the drums tonight, all the way from my hometown of Lubbock, Texas. This is a guy I've known since high school, so you can pretend like he's your friend too. His name is Chris Killingsworth, and we call him Tugboat. I was playing a music show in Tampa, Florida, and after I got done playing the music show, I went to the merchandise table that day to talk to people, you know, and make friends. And usually people bring you stuff like wine or books or, you know, familiar things. And anyway, this man showed up to the merchandise table, and he was had this long ponytail and this baseball hat and a red and white floral hibiscus shirt like you see in, I don't know, Hawaii, and some past the knee cargo short pants with 27 pockets all bulging with whatever the hell it is you gotta take with you to the music show. Tampa, Florida, it gets better. He had on these ankle white socks. Beneath that, he had on these navy blue rubber flip-flops. He wanted us all to see the separation from his big toe from all his other toes. He smelled of the herbs that are legal in Colorado. Oh, by the way, he looked and how he smelled, I thought he was a hippie. And that's cool, we like hippies. Anyway, he said, "My name is Tiger Bill." And I said, "Cool, I'm Amanda Shires, good to meet you." And then he produced from one of his pockets a brown paper bag. I said, "Awesome, I love Tampa, this is great." So I put the brown paper bag underneath of the merchandise table, out of sight. And then he said, "Aren't you gonna open it, man?" And I said, "Right here in front of God and everybody." And he said, "Yeah, man, it's Tampa." I said, "All right, okay, cool." So I get the bag, you know, and I look down in it, and there were teeth and claws and fur and whiskers and what looked to be like dried bits of blood or dirt. And I said, "Thank you so much, thank you so much. This is just the best gift I've ever gotten. I don't know what to say." He said, "It's not what you think." And then I said, "I know." He said, "Those are real Siberian tiger claws and teeth and fur, and it's gonna make you bulletproof, man." Really, really, just like, "Well, you gotta grind them up and eat them or what?" "No, you just carry them around with you." So now I've got to carry around a bag full of animal parts everywhere. You can become friends with Tiger Bill on Facebook. Be my guest. So Tiger Bill gave me a tiger claw from a real Siberian tiger paw. He said, "This will make you bulletproof." So I've got this tiger claw from this real Siberian tiger paw in my pocket. And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow bulletproof? Does bulletproof include bows and arrows, hatchets and hammers, bandoliers full of ammo, anything from hacksaws to hand grenades? 'Cause we could set me up in my granddad's pasture, have ourselves a live target practice, try out your throwing stars, bring out your switchblades, and maybe folks with line up, show up armed, excited for a person to try their weapons out on. And we can charge money, we can charge a whole lot of money. And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? Thank you.
about exalted scars. And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be bulletproof? And I'm thinking now, could I really somehow be
fancy guitar licks and being all handsome and single, this is Mr. Brad Rice. We just really started playing together recently, and I feel lucky every time he plays with us. And glad you're here again. Thank you.
From a gun, lightning and rain, thunderstorm, it all sounds the same. See, I was thinking box cutters in a barn, rose petal eyes closed, come out.
Finally, dream. I'd like to invite my husband, Mr. Jason Shires Isbell, up to play song. If I wasn't pregnant and if you thought I was and I was just fat, I'd be so sad right now.
Say
Thank you. Y'all are way too sweet. This is awesome. Y'all are so good looking. I mean, I don't know if you've been to Arkansas lately. Y'all are all tens.
Train it down, come. I won't. hole. When you need a train, I can call. When you need a train, it never comes. Do you ever say, baby, it's due for a visit? Believe me, I got a plan. All the plans don't go without a train. When you need a train, it never comes. When you need a train, it never comes. Standing in the kitchen with all the dirty dishes, you left a lot of things here undone. Washer's leaking and the porch light's broken. Clean the sink and you're out of tune.
They would make us fix it right there so that way we could get a good night's sleep. So we'd be like mad at ourselves all night. Thank you for enjoying that. My name's Amanda Shires, and if you'd like to treasure this memory, you can take a picture, or you can go buy a CD, or you could just talk about it later. This is our last song, and once again, this is Brad Rice on the guitar. Mr. Chuck Bone on the drums. And my beautiful and gorgeous friend Stephanie on the bass. She's going to do a solo.
Mm-hmm.